For Shantideva, it does seem pretty clear that sexual desire, passion, infatuation, romance, it's something that he experiences very vividly. And his method of dealing with it is to reflect, and this is tough practice, on the loathsome, ugly aspects of the beloved person. It really is strong stuff, and it really isn't for faint hearts. In fact, I wouldn't recommend it. Maybe that's because I'm just a weeko, but I wouldn't recommend it. To be honest, I think that it's operating within a very different psychological and cultural context. And I think that we don't have that context. I think in the West, doing this sort of thing, you know, can make us a bit warped. I've sort of, you know, seen it a bit, you know, people kind of trashing people that they're attracted to and things like that. And actually, there's something else going on. It's actually another way of talking about their attraction, and but it's sort of going underground. So I think we have to be very careful with this. And I'm sure it was good for those ancient Indian Buddhists in some ways. But I personally don't believe that it's useful to us. In any case, probably most of us here are not celibate. Maybe I'm making a terrible value judgment here, but I would imagine that not many of you here are brahmacharya. Many of us here will be married with girlfriends. Not married with... Can that be erased from the tape? I don't want somebody's wife to get hold of this. Married with girlfriend. You know, most of us, you know, are either married or you have girlfriends or even boyfriends or whatever language you partners, whatever language you use nowadays. Anyway, we're probably involved with someone. And if you're involved with someone and that's meaningful to you, it's going to be a bit odd doing meditation, seeing them as ugly and at the same time trying to sort of develop a relationship with them. So I think we have to be very careful with all this sort of stuff. It can set up, you know, real tensions.